USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee resumed with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh now getting to testify. He began with an opening statement.
I'm here today to tell the truth. I've never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not in college, not ever. Sexual assault is horrific.
Kavanaugh continues.
I categorically and unequivocally deny the allegation against me by Dr. Ford. I never had any sexual or physical encounter of any kind with Dr. Ford. I never attended a gathering like the one Dr. Ford describes in her allegation. I've never sexually assaulted Dr. Ford or anyone.
The U.S. military announced that the United States used an F-35 fighter jet in combat for the first time, conducting an airstrike in Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A national retailer wanted to plan for the future, but aging data center technology was keeping them in the past. So CDW orchestrated a data center refresh with hyper-converged infrastructure powered by VMware vSAN. With a new software-defined data center, they can finally get ahead of customer demands while freeing up valuable space and turning cost savings into business innovation. Efficiency by VMware. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/vmware. CDW. People who get it.
Google turns 20. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
In 1998, two Stanford PhD students launched their search engine for about $100,000. Two of the company's biggest successes were then YouTube and Android, now the world's most common operating system. In 2015, Google changed its corporate name to Alphabet, and now it's one of the world's top five tech companies valued at over $700 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The owner of a Washington, D.C. restaurant where protesters forced out Senator Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi earlier this week says that the staff and their family have received death threats. The owner of the restaurant issued a statement saying he welcomes all patrons, irrespective of their creed, ideology, or opinions. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. Currently, the Dow, NASDAQ, and New York Stock Exchange are all trending in positive territory. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
A body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old North Carolina boy with autism was found Thursday. This ends a near week-long search for the 6-year-old who vanished at a national park with his father. The boy's father, Ian Rich, explained that his son started running after a jogger.
I couldn't catch up with him. I feel guilt for letting him get so far ahead of me before I started running after him.
A news conference will be held later this afternoon in North Carolina. As the trade war continues between the United States and China, is there an end in sight? Well, Gordon Chang, he's a Far East expert. He joined Fox Business to talk about exactly what the status is of this trade war.
This could go on for a very long time. We're even talking decades. It's largely because what we're complaining about and what the rest of the world is complaining about are things that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, won't change. He won't change industrial policy, the subsidies, all the rest of it. And so clearly, you know, we're in a position where we have no choice. They're stealing hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. intellectual property every year. Xi Jinping's not stopping it. We can't allow it
and
to
it
continue.
Won't.
Chang also discusses some of the military bases overseas.
Their first overseas base in Djibouti on the Horn of Africa, what we saw was they were lasering Chinese, American pilots. This is, I think, the first time since the end of the fighting in the Korean War where China has injured American service members. This is completely unacceptable. Mm. We've got to do something about it.
Please do check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.